This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it appears rock icon Rick Springfield just discovered he has a lingering brain damage from a brutal 25-foot fall during a 2000 Las Vegas concert. The Jessie Girls singer revealed in a new interview that a recent MRI uncovered the injury, which he initially thought only resulted in a broken wrist. Now he's working on recovery while he is continuing to perform.
Wow. He's fighting through the pain.
How do you get brain injury from falling on your wrist?
He hit his head.
Yeah, he fell off the stage. Well, something fell on him, too.
Wow.
So, it was a pretty bad...
He didn't know that he had a brain injury.
Correct. Yeah, he just thought he broke his wrist, but they did the MRI and brain damage. It looks like Billy Joel has postponed his upcoming tour dates for 4 months to recover from surgery for an undisclosed medical condition. He will undergo physical therapy under medical supervision and expects a full recovery. The tour is set to resume on July 5th in Pittsburgh.
Well, they're all getting older. My friend Joe sent me a video yesterday of Heart performing recently. Apparently, Ann Wilson broke her arm and was feeling unsteady on her feet, so performed in a wheelchair. And the image is not good. First of all, they're all getting older. I get that. But they wheel her out in a wheelchair, and she sang her Heart songs from a wheelchair with Nancy next to her playing the guitar. And it just was not. It was not a good look. Her hair's gray now. I guess she's quit dyeing it, and I don't know.
That show is at the Fox now. It was going to be at Enterprise Center back in October,
because she had
medical issues.
I don't know that I'm going to that one, but anyway.
I thought this was kind of fun. Vanna White, she recently disclosed that her work schedule is just 34 days annually. She works 34 days a year.
That's the only, days they film the show, doesn't that air?
Yeah. How many months?
Well, they do six per day.
Yeah. Oh, they do six a day. Wow.
Yeah, okay. I knew that most game
shows did, like Family Feud will record multiple in a day, but
yeah, but wow, didn't what's six? His name just retire?
Pat Sajak.
Yeah. Sajak.
And now it's Ryan Seacrest.
He was only working 30 days a year and he retired? What the hell is he thinking about?
He wanted to spend time with his grandchildren.
He needed those 34 days back.
Great, you've still got 11 months out of the year to spend with your grandchildren.
Well, unless there's like media stuff that they have to do on their
own. Well, I'm sure.
He's probably in his 70s now, right? So I don't blame him. Good for him.
How much is she making?
He's got enough money in the bank.
It says she reportedly is making around $10 million a year for 34 days of work.
Well, isn't
pretty
that
good
nice?
Work. Yes, it is.
Hey, Odyssey, we need to talk about my contract.
Good luck.
The season one finale of Paradise reached 6.3 million views globally in its first 7 days. That's a season high. The series starring St. Louis's own Sterling K. Brown has seen impressive growth, with the first episode now at 17.6 million views, a 101% increase from its initial count. Did you guys watch it at all?
Mm-mm. No.
What's
highly recommend it.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was really good. It's kind of a murder mystery. I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about it because it'll kind of spoil it.
It's not scary, though.
Not scary at all. It's someone kills the president.
Oh.
Huh.
But go from there. It's really good. The ending kind of sucked. Sterling K. Brown and then James Marsden, who's in the Sonic movies.
Okay, yeah. I know that name.
And then Julianne Nicholson.
And
what's it on?
It's on Hulu.
But you, but
I just got rid of that.
You know anything about it? Don't tell anything.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not. Yeah. It's about killing the president, and that's about as far as I'll go with it. But go watch it. It was really good. It looks like Disney has significantly scaled back its premiere of the live-action Snow White film amid growing controversy. Originally planned for a grand red carpet event, the premiere will now be more subdued affair at Hollywood's El Capitan Theater. The film has faced criticism for many things, one casting a Latina actress as Snow White, decisions Disney has defended as efforts to avoid reinforcing stereotypes.
They're showing it to us, but I have a hockey game that night, so I can't go.
But you also can't ask Rachel Ziegler questions, and she has an opportunity to say something stupid that could even dig a bigger hole than she's already dug.
Is it true that they hired the Freeburg Mighty Midgets to appear in that movie?
They did rehire. They did choose a different cast,
Because
there was controversy
with that as well.
That's
good. Yeah, thank you.
Keeping with Disney real quick, if you want to watch Mufasa the Lion King, it's on Disney Plus. It's going to start streaming on March 26th.
That'll make my grandson very happy. He likes that song. He saw the movie at the theater. So.
And CVS is launching smaller stores, each about 5,000 square feet. They're just going to focus solely on pharmacy services and essential health products. So they're going to get rid of everything else and just open these small pharmacies.
But still have a 30-foot receipt.
they're going to try to call the abortion pill a necessary whatever the phrasing was.
No doubt. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.